Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest, your healthy lifestyle show. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks, and our focus here on Healing Quest is integrative health and the latest in holistic wellness and optimum health. Now, last week, we reported on a warning from the World Health Organization about concerns that Americans eat twice as much commercial salt every day as nutritionists recommend. The WHO went on to estimate that as many as 7 million people may die by 2030 as a result.
That warning led to a conversation with Selena DeLongre, the CEO of Selena Naturally and the Celtic Sea Salt brand, and an expert on sodium in general, and specifically on the role sea salt can play in achieving optimum health. And in that conversation, Selena mentioned she was going to be speaking at an event over the weekend to 600 doctors who've been using her sea salts for over 30 years. She told us she was planning to get feedback from the doctors on how the salt was working for their patients.
That sounded to us like some very interesting information. So we asked Selena to join us today to share with us what she learned at that event. Selena, welcome back to Healing Quest.
Thank you guys for inviting me. I'm so excited to share what I just experienced.
Well, we can't wait to hear. First of all, what was the event you spoke at? And what was the main message in your speech?
Well, it was called Shape Reclaimed. And this was founded by Dr. Todd Frisch, F-R-I-S-C-H, and his wife, Linda Frisch. And it was pretty amazing. They started this Shape Reclaim as a weight loss concept years ago. And it has kind of expanded into just well-being, which is pretty amazing. I was completely blown away by the messages they shared, by the audience, how engaged they were by what they shared. I tell you, this is something that we really need in this new world.
Doctors that are paying attention to this kind of thing?
Absolutely. People, NDs, doctors, nurses, chiropractors, It blows me away, but it couldn't be a better timing right now.
Was their main message that we all need to be paying more attention to ourselves? I mean, to be taking more responsibility for our own well-being and health?
That was it. They shared statistics such as the third leading cause of death in the United States is doctor prescribed medications. And that that can blow us all away to say, what is going on here? Really, at the end of the day, what is going on? What really warmed my heart there was that all of these people are coming up and they're going to be part of the new world of giving us solutions for better health instead of just something to mask the root cause.
You know, that's something, you know, we've talked a lot about on Healing Quest over the years, and that is that you don't want to just mask something, treat the symptoms. You really need to dig down and find out what's causing them. And unfortunately, that's just not the way our healthcare system is designed at this point.
And how you can prevent.
Yeah. Prevention prevention is huge, you know.
It's huge. And when you think about it, that, you know, even as an early age, the first thing that you do when you have any kind of symptoms is you try to get rid of it. But for instance, a fever, and they give you Tylenol when you need to have a fever. That's part of how we were created. A fever is there for a reason. And that's the simplest example that we're using, you know, medications to just get rid of a symptom. When a symptom is there as an indicator, we're supposed to make some changes. And that's what this entire summit was about.
So what did you learn about this sea salt that has been, I think, the center of your life for almost 40 years?
You would think I would get used to these kind of testimonials, but throughout the entire summit, and it was a 2-day summit. It started at 8:00 in the morning. It was over at 5:30. And throughout the summit, whatever speaker was up there, they would always come back to how important it is for us to have a balance of minerals, but not in a supplement form, but in its natural form, such as, and they kept mentioning Celtic sea salt, and how it brings our body back to homeostasis.
Wow. Oh, that must have made you feel so good.
Oh, I was in tears. I was just like sitting over my little booth, just crying, crying. I was also very nervous because I had to do my own presentation. That's not my gift, but I was blown away. I was completely blown away.
You know, it's interesting because you know this to be true, and you've been doing this for a long time, and you have a lot of doctors and experts that have validated that. But, you know, it's so nice to hear people that are day to day, hands on, caring for people, caring for their patients, and recommending really a food. I mean, food is medicine, and we all like to spice up our food a little bit with salt. And with yours, I would just, first of all, you know, we're big fans of yours and of what you do, and certainly your salts, all of them, and all your other products as well. But it never hurts to hear other people say, this is working, and this is how it's working, and this is why it's working, because it does come down to education. I think everybody wants to be healthier, and being healthier can be simple.
One of the big questions is, what can I do?
Yes, that is exactly it. And sometimes it can be very intimidating to say, you know, what supplement should I take? And I love what Dr. Todd said, because he said, patients will come to him all the time and say, what's the best supplement that I should be taking? And he said, whatever is the best one for you. And our bodies are created and designed so uniquely that not one supplement is the magic bullet for all of us. But the interesting thing about food, and for instance, the Celtic sea salt, is that's a very simple, and I don't want to call it a remedy, but it kind of is like a remedy, because it really helps with the homeostasis, and it's also very alkalizing. And our body, normally, disease can grow in an acid terrain, but it can't grow in an alkaline terrain. So it's amazing that something so simple that actually gives us pleasure because it makes the food taste better could be such a great remedy.
No, that is so true.
If you had to just say the one thing that surprised you most, that you kind of didn't expect to hear, was there something like that that happened over the weekend?
Absolutely. And the one thing after my presentation, I asked the doctors, the audience, if there was anything that they could share of experiences they had using the Celtic sea salt. And this one gentleman came up and said that he was studying under another doctor. And when he came into his practice, he said that there was a hole in the seat. And he said, oh, that's weird. What's that hole in that seat from? And he says, I love when people ask me that question, because there's a little boy that comes in and he's on the spectrum. And he, when he comes in, he's so anxious that his thumb digs a hole in the seat. And so just to get start on the therapy for him, they give him some Celtic sea salt. Within seconds, they say he completely calms down. That blew me away.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's what you said. And it kind of just, well, I want to circle back to homeostasis. For any of our audience members that might not know exactly what you mean by that word, what can you explain that?
Yes, our body basically is constantly being thrown out of balance. We're maybe too acid, too alkaline. You can even be too alkaline, but mainly it's too acid. Or we don't have that balance. Our body is made up of magnesium, potassium, calcium, and sodium and chloride. And sometimes we don't get enough of those minerals in our body to bring us back to a homeostasis, more harmony in our body, that everything's working and flowing well. So basically that's exactly what it means, is you're giving your body something that brings you back into that harmony of balance. So you're not taking something that makes you too, with the pendulum too extreme on this side or this side. It brings you back into the middle, the harmony.
Brings you back into balance. Thank you.
So I was just going to say, congratulations. That must have been a very good weekend for you.
It was just life-changing. I think what blew me away the most was that there is hope, because right now we're living in a world of a lot of despair, and we're trusting an industry that I think that we need to just start asking more questions and start really supporting these people, all these people that paid this money to come and learn these cutting edge things that helps us, you know, come into well-being. Those are the kind of doctors that we need to find and go to. And you can go to the Shape Reclaimed, and they have a whole list of a directory of all of these people that are out there trying all over the country, just there to help people come into well-being.
Well, thanks, Selena. We've been speaking with Selena DeLongray about the new information she's received from doctors who've incorporated her sea salt into the diets of their patients and experienced really good results. You can find out more about her sea salt by visiting selenanaturally.com. That's Selena, spelled S-E-L-I-N-A, naturally.com.
Coming up next, details on that Tower of Power we were talking about earlier in the show. It sounds like something out of the Star Wars, but it could have a very real impact on your health. So stay tuned.
And please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And you're listening to Healing Quest on iHeartRadio.